You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of IAS 2007, the fourth International AIDS Society conference on HIV pathogenesis, treatment, and prevention. Sydney, Australia, July 22nd through July 25th, 2007.
Welcome. This is Bonnie Goldman, editorial director of the Body Pro. And I'm in Sydney, Australia at IAS 2007, one of the year's major HIV conferences. Right now, I'm in the poster session where researchers are standing in front of their posters. There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted the research. It is these men and women who are transforming HIV treatment and care. In this podcast, the researchers will introduce themselves and then summarize their study. I will ask a few questions after their summary.
Well, my name's Linda Galcor, and I'm based at the National Center in HIV Epidemiology and Clinical Research here in Sydney. And we've been following this cohort of long-term non-progressors since 1994. So they've been going for quite a number of years. They've been followed for about 13 years, and some of them have been infected for up to 23 years now. So we started with a total of 110 individuals, and we were basically wanted to have a look at what factors to take into consideration, you know, what were the determinants associated with non-progression within the cohort. So we actually had a look. So out of the 110 individuals, there are only about 32 that are really truly non-progressors. We've called them sustained non-progressors within this cohort. A number have been lost to follow-up.
And how do you define the sustained ones?
The sustained ones have a CD4 above 350, and they're still not on treatment. And
how's their viral load? Are they undetectable?
A large number are undetectable, but not all of them are undetectable. I think I should just say that the entry criteria into the study was a CD4 above 500 cells and 8 years of treatment. So
Eight years of infection?
Of infection, yes, and completely treatment naive, no treatment. So so at this point, we've got about 32, so about a third of the cohort are still going, which is pretty good. It's small, but it's pretty good. And then we had a look at what factors might predict their sort of sustained non-progression. We had a look at CD4 at study entry and viral load, and there's a difference. I mean, if you have a look at the CD4 count, those with CD4 above 650 are still doing pretty well. And also those that had a viral load, and we looked above and below 5,000, so those are doing well. And at the B2 microglobulin. We then had a look at all the HLA subtypes. Nothing else was associated, really. We had three with an F-deleted virus, and they're part of our sustained progress, but the number's very small, you know, out of the cohort that had an F-deleted virus. Then we looked at the HLA subtypes, and we haven't found any difference within our cohort between the progressors and the ones that are still non-progressors. The only interesting thing was HLA-B18, which we found in those that had progressed only. But our numbers are very small, so we couldn't conclusively say. But it's something interesting and something that we're going to keep our eye on, because
Has any other studies of non-progressors noted that?
Well, no, not at this stage. And it might well be that it isn't anything, but because our numbers are small, but it's about eight, and it was only evident in those that have progressed, so it's something to sort of keep an eye on. And
so it may be associated with disease progression.
Yes, it might be, yes, but it's certainly not in the literature at all. We haven't come across any.
So you're continuing to follow?
Yes, and we're also hoping to expand the cohort, you know, and have a look at different maybe sub-studies, maybe in line with Bruce Walker's study, you know, to have a look at the viremic and elite controllers. So we're hoping to expand that, and we've got a primary infection cohort we're following, so maybe some of those will roll.
Are you still recruiting?
Yes, we are. Uh-huh. But recruitment has kind of We didn't recruit any new ones in the last year, but we are still recruiting, and we're actually hoping to revive it because they're such
and
a
they
fascinating
contact you
group.
If there's a patient or a physician who has somebody.
Yes, absolutely. We are actively recruiting, and we'd very much like to get.
So it's a national center in HIV epidemiology and clinical research in. We're in Australia.
In Sydney.
Okay, great.
Yes, based in Sydney. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on IAS 2007 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/IAS2007.